from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, August 26th. I'm Abby Larico. The police killing of Michael Brown Jr. and the Ferguson uprising that followed inspired music, visual art, and poetry.
No matter how bad it gets, we still have ourselves. We still have the things that make us us, that make us humane.
We'll hear a poem from a Ferguson-inspired word artist coming up after the news on The Gateway. St. Louis area doctors say they're seeing an increase in interest from patients wanting to get vaccinated for Mpox, a virus related to smallpox. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports cases of the disease are not increasing in the region, but health officials still recommend that certain patients get vaccinated.
Mpox is spread through close contact with an infected person. In the United States, it's mostly spread among bisexual and gay people who have sex with men, although it's possible for anyone to get infected. According to the federal government, there have been 13 reported cases of Mpox so far this year in Missouri and 77 in Illinois. Juliana Castellanos is HIV project director at Affinia Healthcare. She says the health center is offering the two-dose Mpox vaccine at its clinic in Midtown St. Louis.
It's very unpredictable, and better it's to just protect yourself with the preventive measurements that we have.
The World Health Organization this month declared a public health emergency as cases of the virus surged in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and other African countries. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Community radio station KDHX and a group of station volunteers settled a lawsuit Friday ahead of a trial that was set for tomorrow in St. Louis Circuit Court. Critics have sought since October to seat three volunteers on the KDHX board. Station leaders have now agreed to seat two of them, Kip Louie and Courtney Dowdle. KDHX leaders had previously argued the volunteer-led meeting at which attendees chose three new board members had no legal standing. DJs and station volunteers have been at odds with KDHX leaders for more than a year over the station's direction. Missouri labor unions are skeptical that Republican U.S. Senator Josh Hawley will follow through on his pro-organized labor rhetoric. AFL-CIO President Jake Hummel talked about it with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum.
Hawley is seeking to gain support from union members. He said earlier this month at the Missouri State Fair that he no longer supported right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues as a condition of employment.
I'm proud to be the most pro-labor Republican in the United States Senate.
Hummel says he hopes Hawley actually votes in the Senate with organized labor's priorities.
Certainly worker power, I think, is on the rise, and he probably wants to capitalize on that. But, you know, actions speak louder than words.
The Missouri AFL-CIO endorsed Democrat Lucas Kuntz in the November 5th election. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis residents will not vote on a proposal to update some language in the city's charter. Friday, Mayor Tashara Jones vetoed the measure. Among other things, it would have changed the name of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen to the St. Louis City Council. Jones allowed three other potential changes to the charter to go on the ballot without her signature. One gives aldermen more budgeting authority. A second creates a Department of Transportation that would handle policy for all modes of getting around. A third eliminates the cap on fees and fines for violations like illegal dumping. The measures will be on the November 5th ballot. They would need to get to 60% of the vote to take effect. The Democratic candidate running to be Missouri's next attorney general says there's a lot the office can do to reduce violent crime in the state. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, that includes focusing on removing illegally possessed firearms.
Elad Gross is running against current Attorney General Andrew Bailey. He says there's a lot the Attorney General's office can do to address crime without needing legislative input. One is targeting illegally possessed firearms. Gross believes this issue is something everyone would agree on, despite reluctance from Republicans to pass legislation restricting firearm access.
The vast majority of folks, and we've got a lot of law enforcement folks who are in our state legislature as well, understand that violence, this kind of violence, is committed by a very small segment of the population, and a lot of it is driven by the legal possession of firearms.
Gross also believes the Attorney General's office should work with local prosecutors to begin a coordinated effort to reduce violent crime. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
A Green Party candidate will not qualify for the general election ballot in Illinois' 13th congressional district. The Illinois State Board of Elections ruled Friday that Chibo Osonye did not gather enough signatures to qualify as a third-party candidate. The Urbana resident had hoped to qualify for the U.S. House district that covers most of the Metro East. Osonye reported gathering more than 1,500 signatures earlier this year. That's more than double what's required of either incumbent Democrat Nikki Budzinski or Republican challenger Joshua Lloyd. However, the state legislature holds third parties to a higher standard if they weren't on the ballot in the previous election. Osonye would have needed more than 12,000 signatures. An art exhibition now on view includes the first work by African-American artists that St. Louis Art Museum ever acquired. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the paintings and drawings have rarely been seen in public since entering the museum's collection in 1943.
The show collects work made by artists working under the Federal Art Project. That was a New Deal initiative that put people to work during the Great Depression. More than half the pieces are by black artists. Curator Amy Torbert says the Federal Project treated art making like any other essential job, opening the door for previously excluded people to become full-time artists.
Many more people were able to work as artists during this period. You know, if one is being paid to make art and to do only that, what can you do as an artist?
Some of the works in the show were part of a 1972 exhibition, and a few made it to gallery walls in 2016. Many are now on public view for the first time. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
As part of our marking of the 10-year anniversary of the killing of Michael Brown Jr. and the Ferguson Uprising, St. Louis Public Radio's podcast We Live Here looked at the art and artists inspired by the event and the movement that followed. That includes the work of word artist Pasha Elaine Anderson.
When we think about our ancestors or we think about our living elders, one of the things that they always talk about are the songs, the gatherings, the cooking, the food, the things that enrich one's spirit, the things that give you a place to rest, but also the celebration of the things that cannot be taken from us, that oppression, that struggle, that racism, that sexism, homophobia, classism. No matter how bad it gets, we still have ourselves. We still have the things that make us, that make us humane, that has allowed humanity to continue since time immemorial, right? It wasn't the things that the material things that we have. It wasn't things that can be held in your hands, but it's the spirit, it's the energy, it's the optimism, it's the joy. And so the idea from this poem is just understanding how can you connect to that joyful place in the midst of unjoyous times. I am Pasha Elaine. I am a word artist, and this is my untitled poem. She sprang from a soil from which she was not seeded. Her parts scattered on the wind, coming to rest in a place foreign where rest was foreign. Still, she tried to find joy in the crevices where the sunlight poured in, counting it all joy. Thinking, can it be this canopy, this cacophony of monstrosities that blocks and covers its oppression resting under but also hovers above her would allow her to grow? The spirit in the trees, the whispers on the breeze, told stories to this little girl who lived on the forest floor, said, find peace in the summer storm, shelter in the raining down, refuse to fear but delight in the sound of thunderclaps, for up under that rumble intention is the power of invention. It is energy standing against all opposition. It's a kinship with revolutionary wind strength that says grow in resistance, even if you don't know how. Trust the process. Know that you are guided, that finding joy in the struggle is how you set the environment alight. It's how you fight with your life's gifts, refuse to move with even a slight bend. So she made her back straight,
resolve strong, freedom at hand, fist closed, heart open, learning the ways of the land, the river bends and hilly features, where to sit and when to stand, the curious rhythms of its creatures, counting it all joy, the fight to survive, itself a liberation, ear pressed to the wind, listening to the spirit in the trees, breezes whispering of the ones from before, the times before, whose songs and chants and ancestral dance, their hops to the rhythm and optimism were the spear in the heart that turned the tide. Those who too sprang from this land, in this soil, from which they were not seeded. So she smiled and reveled in the knowing that in spite of the condition, she is still growing, still holding tightly to the seedlings of her youth while firmly resisting the decimation of her roots. Collecting all the scattered parts of herself, the joy and pain sprouting her whole.
That was an untitled poem from St. Louis-based word artist Pasha Elaine Anderson. You can hear more from Ferguson-inspired artists and our entire special season of We Live Here, 10 years after the Ferguson Uprising, on our website, stlpr.org, or wherever you get podcasts. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.